Welcome to the Jesus Week Movement radio broadcast. Each week, we are walking through the summer of transformation, one region at a time. And last time, we walked through the missionary journey of the Manhattan team. Jesus Week Manhattan, that was the first right out of the gate. Today, we step into a borough known for its boldness, its culture, and its raw, passionate faith. And we are talking about the Bronx. Hey, everyone. I'm Mick Richards.
And I'm Pastor David Bidell. So happy to co-host today with Mick and with some dear friends from the Bronx. We are so excited about what God has been doing in and through the Bronx. It's just a region that is on fire for Christ in a way that is just exciting whenever you're around the Bronx team. It's just a beautiful experience. And this summer, churches and chaplains and outreach teams and creatives hit the ground with everything, worship and love and power, prayer tents, youth rallies, black outreaches. It was just an explosion of love, an explosion of worship that just saturated so many communities in the Bronx.
Yeah, normally we would be looking at a studio full of people right now, but today, Pastor David, it's just me and you. Because our guests are not here, but they are on the phone. Three voices who helped shape the Jesus Week Bronx mission this year. So joining us from all over the place is Teresa Mercedes, the regional director for the Bronx, Pastor Sharon Simmons, and from New Orleans, Pastor Andy Rebirth. These leaders were on the front lines in the Bronx this summer, and today they're going to put us on the ground with them and take us inside that experience. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Thank you so much for having us.
Blessed to be here.
Yes, it's a blessing. Thank you for having us.
Okay, so let's jump into this. Teresa, let's start with you. This year particularly was very special because you just stepped into the role of the regional leader for Jesus Week Bronx. And we brought the cameras out. We wanted to follow your journey all week long. And I'm not going to spoil the surprise of what we captured, but we definitely followed you on a missionary journey. So tell us about your experience. What was the theme of Jesus Week Bronx this year? And why was it so special to you right off the bat?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. Just like you said, it was my first time ever doing this. And I was just so blessed by it. And well, the theme was rebuilding unity, hope, you know, I mean, you can have a little bit of everything when it comes to the Bronx and what you're looking for. But number one was to bring unity among the churches, to really try to saturate their community. And truly, it was just a blessing. You know, I'm from the Bronx, and I love doing outreaches, and this was just an honor for it to be my first year.
Well, just a quick follow-up to that. Just give us a quick overview of some of the highlights before we get into specific ones. What did that look like to you this year?
Well, from the beginning, because it was my first year, I had to capture not only the vision of Jesus Week, but how do you also show others the vision? So we actually started by doing the book, Holy Flood, which was extremely important. So every Monday we would meet and just try to ignite people to come and to join and to, get the heart of what it was that Pastor David Bidell, that his book was really helping us to capture of what it looked like to really love on a community. We was meeting every week, trying to just ignite one another. Someone even blessed us with a big Bronx map, just so we can pray over this map. So we were really trying to concentrate on all these different zip codes and see how can we invade these zip codes and find churches within them.
That's fantastic, Teresa. And I got to tell you, I think you brought about 15 or 20 people to the retreat. And it was the first time I met all of you. And it was just like we were family already. And I saw that the team that you brought together with that Bible study, I didn't realize until after the retreat that you had just met as you began to do this together. And it was like you were already close and like you had been best friends for years and years. That's a precious thing. That's a precious blessing, and then it exploded onto the streets this summer. And I gotta ask you, Pastor Sharon. You know, we call Jesus Week a festival of outreaches, and you know, people do all sorts of creative things, and we love it when people understand the lay of the land. They understand their neighborhoods and the needs that are present there better than anyone else in the world. So we've done tons and tons of different creative outreaches. But Pastor Sharon, the outreach that I heard that you facilitated, it's the first time I ever heard of a Jesus Week team doing this. Can you share about the outreach that you did during Jesus Week?
Certainly, Pastor Dave and Brother Nick, and thank you for having me. My daughter, it was her vision to cut the hair for the homeless. Mm. And as we prayed about it and, you know, thought about the demographics of the area, there's a shelter not that far from us. So we decided to partner with the shelter and ask the men if they wanted to come and get haircuts. We ministered to them. We loved on them. And it was an amazing outreach. And just cutting their hair, showing the love of God to them. You know, it's so important for a man's esteem to be built up, and how better to go into a homeless shelter. And they came to our church, though. We weren't able to go there. They came to our church, and it was a blessing.
Wow.
So I'm just grateful for that opportunity.
So beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow.
It was a blessing. I was there. I got to see some of that. We filmed a little bit of it. And I got to tell you, everybody waiting to get the haircut, they loved being there, not just because of the haircut, but because of the fellowship and the prayers that were happening all throughout the time. I mean, the prayers were going down on these people before, during, and after these haircuts.
And they wanted the prayer. They wanted it. And one thing very quickly, one of the men had a interview the next day, and I was like, how amazing and, you know, powerful is this? He got to get a haircut before his interview.
Wow.
And just to bless them with soda. One man said, I wanted a soda all day, and we had sodas, we had sandwiches. We ministered to the entire man, body, soul, and spirit.
Amen.
So, yes, the prayers were powerful, and thank you so much, Brother Mick, for coming and for the vision of Jesus Week. It was amazing.
Well, you're very welcome. And speaking of power, this next guest, I had the pleasure of meeting Pastor Andy Rebirth for the first time last summer in the Bronx when he brought out a huge, massive Amazon truck filled with free gifts for the entire community. And he came out this year and served and brought his team. So, Pastor Andy, before we get into what you did, you have an extraordinary testimony. Just give us the short version so that the audience knows. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what God has done in your life to get you where you are today.
Well, first and foremost, I'm honored to just be on this line with y'all. And I love the Bronx. I love Jesus Week, what y'all doing, saturating the boroughs. So real quick, man, I was a mess. God didn't bless my mess. He did make it a message. Caught my first felony at 12, 13, 14, I got jumped in the largest Latin street gang in the nation, the Latin Kings. 15, I got arrested. They kicked my mama's door in, possession of a stolen weapon. 16, 17, I got charged as an adult. First degree attempted murder, 3 counts of aggravated assault, 1 count of aggravated criminal damage. It was gang related. I got out 18, 19. I went back to prison 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Got out 26, 27. Went back to prison 28, 29. I know I'm telling my age right now. I got out 30, 31, 32. I overdosed on heroin for the third time. And I'm grateful for the paramedics. I'm grateful for the EMTs. But ultimately, I know it wasn't them that brought me back. It was Jesus Christ that brought me back. He's the author and finisher of my faith. I was dead on the floor in the gas station bathroom with a syringe in my arm. And God saw fit to bring me back, and I've been serving them ever since. I got sentenced to the church, mandated by the court on my third felony conviction. I like to say God parted the Red Sea of the Louisiana judicial system and landed me in the promised land, which was the church, and I've never looked back.
Oof. Man. Oof. We got his testimony on camera. That's going to be a big part of that story. I know. We could go on. We have talked about doing an entire series just based on you following you around. And the reason why that's so exciting is because you, just like the rest of the radical people, the bold, faithful people in the Bronx, the Spirit follows you around wherever you go as well. So just tell us a little bit about how you participated this summer with the Bronx team.
Oh, man. Well, Sister Teresa, I like to call her Mother Teresa because she's an anointed, mighty woman of God. And we've just been doing outreaches since about 2016, 17 in the Soundview Project, just all over New York. So then when she became the director, she reached out. Everything lined up. So I just went over there just to be a servant, you know, and it was just so powerful. I'm talking about from the parks, from the baptisms, from the basketball games, just the Holy Spirit was all over that entire weekend, and I'm just grateful to have been a small part of it. So I could go on and on. So I'm excited just thinking about everything that transpired throughout that weekend and all the people that came to Christ and all of the baptisms and a part of. I remember in the park where we was all on our knees and our face right in the middle of the park in the Bronx, and just, man, it was powerful. It was powerful. So I don't know how far you want me to go or if we're going to touch back on it.
Oh, that's exciting. So we're going to circle back around to you. We want to get to Teresa real quick because she has an incredible story.
Yeah, you know, Teresa, I just heard that this morning about the beauty of the body of Christ, that not only were you guys all just hitting it up and saturating, serving the Bronx, and Andy, you got to come to Staten Island next year. We got to talk. But not only were you doing that and just blessing the Bronx, but the bonds of love and the body of Christ, I see it keeps getting stronger and stronger. And you saw a need in Pastor Sharon's situation, and you said, we're the body of Christ. We got to take care of our family. And share a little bit about what happened and how that rolled out.
Yeah, amen, amen. Yes, one of the things that I love about Jesus Week, it has allowed us not only to unite to care for the ones outside of, let's say, the body of Christ that we're going to, you know, have a desire to bring in, but the body itself, we need each other. And this situation, yeah, definitely showed the importance of the body of Christ. And so we had decided to, we were trying to do outreaches in before Jesus Week, just trying to get to know one another, because again, like earlier, most of us, we did not know each other, and we were still trying to become like a family. And so on April 12th, we said, well, we'll do an outreach by Pastor Sharon's church to start kind of like helping her with some outreaches. So we went on April 12th, did an outreach with her. But then we realized that her church needed some repairs. So I extended myself to Pastor Sharon. I said, you know, would you allow us to maybe fix your floors? And from there, it's a long story, so I'll keep it short. But from there, the truth was her kitchen needed a complete renovation at her home. And she allowed us to go into her private home because of the love that we were already giving her. It brought trust into, it brought a safe place to really show the truth of the condition of her kitchen. And we had volunteers jump right away. We had a brother, Edwin, which we call him Eddie, but it's brother Edwin. And we had another brother that came, and we had a couple of brothers that came to help. And people just put in money, and just, it was just an amazing thing. And Pastor Sharon, I don't know if Pastor Sharon could share a little about it, but she landed up getting a brand new kitchen. Our own, even my chaplaincy organization, my leader, thank you so much, which Ablaka, they jumped in as well. So it became really a little bit of a piece here and a piece there, which Pastor Sharon is also a chaplain with us at LACA. And so it was just a big blessing. She literally was able to get a brand new, I mean, this is incredible, a brand new kitchen, brand new floors to the countertop, to the sink, you know, to the oven, to the bathroom, everything, to the lamp that was in the, I mean, this was the body of Christ came together to love on a widow. And the same way Pastor Chavez says, is like, that's what the word says, that we are, I mean, that's the true fast. That's what Isaiah says. Mm. The true fast is to take care of the widows and the orphans. Mm. And we forget to look right in front of us of those that are in need. So that was just incredible. And it would have never happened if it wasn't for Jesus, because we would have never been doing an outreach at our church.
Wow,
you know,
wow. So. Pastor Sharon, you were pouring out to take care of the least of these in your community, you know, the homeless, and they just really needed a touch from Christ. But you were reaching out even in your own time of struggle. You were pouring out into the community to share love. And what a beautiful thing how God brings full circle to say that you're my beloved and I'm going to take care of you. And it happened through the body of Christ.
To God be the glory. It would take me so much longer than we have. How grateful I am and thankful I am. But thank you, Sister Teresa. Thank you, Jesus Week, and everybody that came together. Yes, like the scripture said, you know, you reap what you sow. So we've been sowing. My church has been in existence for over 80 years, actually. My husband was a pastor. And things, you know, in this building are all. I live, actually, in the building where the church is. So by Sister Teresa's heart, to realize the floors were messed up in the church. But I asked if there was a possibility if we could look to my kitchen, because it's just a lot. It was a lot. And because of being a widow and because of trying to hold up the ministry that my husband, you know, passed on, it was a lot for me to deal with. So, yes, everybody came alongside. I would love, and I'm not, you know, I'm humbled in this, and I'm grateful to everybody that blessed me. But I would, if you saw the condition of my kitchen prior to this renovation, I just look at it and give God the glory, because this is amazing. I mean, I made the restoration of it, the house feel better. It's just a blessing. It's beautiful, and I'm so grateful. And if it wasn't for Pastor David and Brother Mick, because of your vision, you know, and because of your spirit, because you have to have the spirit of your leader. And Sister Teresa exemplifies the spirit of her leaders, her pastor. She's a true woman of God with great vision. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for this kitchen. Yes, everything is new. And I had very bad situation here, but God. So well, thank you.
That just really underscores this idea of having a bad situation and being cleansed and renewed, the transformation, the washing. Your kitchen not only had a cleansing and a washing and a restoration, but it had a renewal. And Pastor Andy, that reminds me of a very important element that you brought out to Jesus Week Bronx. Wherever you went, you brought this huge baptismal set up and filled it up with water, no matter where you were. I remember we were on the side of the street and you just went to a fire hydrant. Wherever you could get water, you just filled this thing up, and baptisms happen right there. It doesn't matter what the outreach is, where you are, you have that ready to go. Tell us about that, why you think that's so powerful to give that opportunity to the people who receive Christ, who experience transformation at these outreaches, and what this added element actually does for their spiritual experience.
I just feel like it's making the Bible come alive in real time. You know, I just think about when Philip baptized the eunuch, and he showed him Jesus Christ throughout the scriptures, right? And then his heart was pricked, and then he said, there's a body of water right there. What's to stop me from getting baptized right now? So they pulled a carriage over and baptized them on the spot, just like when Pentecost hit. The Bible says they were pricked in their hearts. And then they said, now what? And then Peter stood up and he said, repent and be baptized, right? So I just like to do it because I feel like we're fulfilling the commission in real time, and we're walking like the disciples walked, always ready and willing and able. So when the people are hearing about Christ and their hearts are pricked, like, let's baptize them right on the spot. And it's something that they're not going to forget, because it's like, who expected to get baptized on the block in the Bronx? Like, not in the church, and nothing's wrong with that. I'm a pastor. I have a church, right? But it's just a different element of it when we're gathered in his name and he's right there in the midst and the Holy Spirit is just coming through and it's pricking the hearts of men, women, and children. I believe, like, let's just do the whole commission, you know. And one thing you know is always God, because we never know where the water's going to come, but we know the water. Come on. We, Jesus Christ, the living water, right? So, and every time we looked, and then the fire hydrants just so happened to be bust wide open, right? Amen. So then we got over there. And then don't talk about the last outreach, the way we got the water then. So, man, it's just been so powerful, and just seeing, like, the people getting moved. And I just remember, I'll never forget the guy's name, Andy, because my name's Andy. When we was in the Bronx, in the park, and everybody was on their knees, and the Holy Spirit was just moving, and I'm talking about, it was powerful. Mm. People out there weeping. And then I look, and I just see this man with his family, not at the outreach, like on the outskirts by the bench, but he was locked in to what God was doing. So I was drawn straight to him. And then when I went to him, I introduced myself. He introduced himself. He said, "Hi, my name's Andy." I said, "My name's Andy." He said, "No way." I said, "Yes. My name's Andy." He said, "This is God." Mm-hmm. And this was a street dude. This wasn't a religious dude. He was a street dude. He was actually about to leave. And I'm talking about the Holy Spirit just touching them. We just started giving them the word and just showing them in the Bible and explaining what was going on. And next thing I said, "Man, you want to get baptized?" Wow. He said, "Yes, but how?" And I said, and I pointed to the baptism when he went over there, and he got baptized, and his wife got baptized, and then we was able to dedicate his children. It was just beautiful. Ooh,
Jesus. Talk about a holy flood, right? Talk about saturation. Talk about Christ immersion. Like, this is what God is doing. He's baptizing our cities. He's baptizing the church. He's bringing refreshing and renewal. And as the body of Christ comes together, these streams of living water are flowing together, and glorious things are happening. Wow, wow. This is what a great, great time together. I just want to, Teresa, give you one last word to say. What's the one thing on your heart that you want to express as we close out this beautiful, beautiful show?
Well, one thing, I don't know, but a couple of things. I'm really grateful for all the churches that did participate. We had one church that even did outreaches the 9 straight days, and that was Christian Assemblies of the Bronx. And so many different churches really, really came together for the first time. Even the Castle Hill, they had a couple of churches come together, and it was their first time doing events. So I'm just so grateful, because that is one thing that I got to see, was the churches coming together. I had one of my good sisters in Christ, Angie Rose. She came and she blessed us with a DJ for the whole week. You know, like, we literally had a DJ for the whole entire week. So it just felt so amazing. So not only was I able to do my own outreaches, but also help the other outreaches in anywhere that there was a need, and also saw how other churches came together. Disciples of Galilee helped so many of the outreaches with their resources. So it was a beautiful collaboration with the body of Christ joining together. Wasn't able to go to all the outreaches, but I was just so blessed. And I'm looking forward to next year. And now that we actually have some churches that did do things together, I'm excited now to see how we can now grow that even more. So I just want to thank you for the opportunities that you guys have given me. And just, I'm excited. I'm just excited for what the Lord is doing, that we'll get more baptism. Hopefully we'll get 2 portable baptisms. Who knows what the Lord is going to do next year?
Well, this has been a great time. Thank you so much, all of you, for sharing what God has done in the Bronx and sharing a little bit about your experience and putting us on the ground with you. This was week number 2 in our Summer of Transformation. 9 days, Saturday to Sunday, Jesus Week Bronx. So we just want to say to every team that participated in Jesus Week Bronx this year, every church, every volunteer, thank you, thank you, thank you. You brought your gifts, you brought your faith, you brought your boldness, you brought your radical faith, you brought worship in the streets, and you brought your baptisms. You turned public space into sacred ground. So this was just not another outreach week in the Bronx. It was a missional encounter with real people, real pain, and real breakthrough. And for everybody listening, let this remind you that transformation can happen one block, one soul, one surrendered heart at a time.
Thank you so much for being with us. This has just been so exciting to hear what Jesus does through his people when they let him, when they open their arms and say, "Here am I, send me. And we just want to thank all of you for being like that, to say, here am I, send me, Jesus. You love me so much. How can I love the people around me and in the body of Christ and outside of the body of Christ?
And just a reminder, if you want to join this mission, if you want to learn more, you can go to JesusWeekMovement.org. There you'll find free outreach resources, training materials, and downloadable tools to help launch a Jesus Week or a Saturation to Transformation movement in your community. Until next time, keep loving your city, keep lifting up the name of Jesus, and keep saying yes to the call.